Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Personality NLP case study for Brooke. Since Brooke has Hasta rising in Virgo as her ascendant, her personality likely reflects a strong blend of precision, responsiveness, and grounded emotional intelligence. Virgo gives her a naturally observant and methodical lens. She's probably detail-oriented, conscientious, and attuned to order and improvement. But Hasta adds a deeper nuance. This nakshatra is associated with craftsmanship, healing, and the ability to handle life's details with grace. Brooke likely moves through the world with a mix of calm control and quiet receptivity, picking up on small shifts in mood, tone, or environment that others might miss. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant suggests a kinesthetic and auditory digital blend. She probably filters her experience through sensation and structure. She may think in terms of, does this feel right? While also needing clarity and coherence in how things are framed. Her attention direction is inward. She processes experience based on how well it aligns with her own standards, values, and internal logic. She likely doesn't enjoy chaos or unpredictability, preferring environments where she can engage both her hands-on sensibility and her mental structure. Adding to this, Ketu is placed in Uttara Falguni, in the first house, bringing a subtle layer of spiritual detachment and refinement to Brooke's identity. Ketu here indicates that she may appear outwardly calm and composed, but inwardly carries a sense of detachment from ego, image, or the need to impress. There may be a part of her that's always stepping back, watching herself, analyzing, refining, not out of insecurity, but out of a deeper need to be real. Uttara Falguni lends a sense of responsibility and quiet dignity, and she may take her role in others' lives seriously as a guide, helper, or quietly stabilizing presence. From an NLP angle, Ketu here reflects dissociation and a strong internal frame of reference. Brooke may often seem reserved, but it's because she's checking in, making sure her words and actions align with her internal compass. Her chunk size is typically general in this zone. She perceives people and situations in terms of patterns and trajectories rather than just isolated details. She may have an intuitive ability to sense what phase someone's in or where a situation is heading, even if she doesn't explain it out loud. In the third house, Brooke has Saturn in Jeshta, giving her a serious, restrained, and often strategic approach to communication, self-expression, and deliberate action. The third house governs learning, skill building, and the courage to act, and Saturn here adds both weight and mastery. She likely thinks before she speaks, and prefers to express herself with purpose rather than just for effect. Jeshta, being associated with seniority, control, and emotional power, adds intensity and depth. Brooke probably doesn't waste words, and when she speaks, there's a current of experience and authority in her tone. This Saturn placement suggests she's a procedural, auditory, digital communicator. Someone who prefers systems, structure, and thoughtful delivery. She may also have a matching filter, noticing patterns, tracking results, and quietly assessing how things play out over time. She's not one to jump into learning or action quickly, but once she commits, her follow-through is solid. There may also be some emotional inhibition here, a tendency to hold back unless she feels completely prepared or safe to express. Altogether, Brooke's ascendant, Ketu, and Saturn suggest a personality that is thoughtful, internalized, and subtly powerful. Someone who communicates with intention, acts with care, and filters life through both emotional integrity and mental clarity. She's not driven by impulse or performance, but by a desire to be effective, ethical, and aligned with something deeper than appearances. In the fourth house, Brooke has the moon in Mula, which brings a deep, emotionally transformative quality to her inner world, sense of comfort, and relationship with home and belonging. The fourth house governs emotional foundations, family roots, the mother, and the space we retreat into for nourishment and renewal. With the moon here, Brooke likely has a rich and complex emotional life, and her inner world is where much of her processing happens, often beneath the surface without overt expression. Mula, ruled by Ketu, is all about going to the root, unearthing, dissolving, and transforming what no longer serves. Brooke's emotional landscape is likely intense, intuitive, and geared toward internal truth-seeking. She may not be easily soothed by surface-level comfort. Her peace comes from emotional clarity and self-honesty. There may have been early emotional experiences that felt uprooting, which pushed her to develop a strong inner compass. NLP-wise, this moon shows a kinesthetic and general chunking style. She senses emotional patterns in her body over time and feels most safe when she can step back and understand the full emotional arc, not just the moment. She's likely emotionally reactive in private, but keeps a composed outer presence. Her motivation direction here is largely away from. She avoids shallow sentiment, inauthenticity, and environments that feel emotionally noisy. Instead, she gravitates towards solitude, meaningful inner work, and emotional ecosystems that feel nourishing and real. Emotional regulation for Brooke may come from quiet ritual, spiritual reflection, or simply time alone to reset. Her memory for emotional experiences is likely strong, especially if tied to themes of loss, release, or truth. In the seventh house, Brooke has Rahu placed in Uttarabhadrapada, adding a powerful, subtle, and spiritually nuanced energy to her partnerships and relational dynamics. Rahu in the seventh often brings an intense focus on the other. Relationships become a domain of learning, fascination, and karmic growth. Brooke may be drawn to partners who appear emotionally deep, mysterious, or wise, but underneath, she is often seeking emotional union with depth and transcendence, not just connection for its own sake. Uttarabhadrapada, ruled by Saturn and associated with the depths of water and yogic stillness, adds an unusual combination of inner detachment and quiet endurance. Brooke may appear calm and composed in relationships, but internally she's observing, sensing, and analyzing the subtle dynamics at play. She may desire lasting, soulful partnerships, yet there's often a background tension. Rahu brings craving and projection, so she might oscillate between idealization and disillusionment in close bonds until deep alignment is found. From an NLP lens, Rahu here reflects a towards motivation style, especially in relational spaces. Brooke moves toward emotional depth, authenticity, and meaning in partnerships. She may unconsciously seek someone who reflects back hidden aspects of herself. This placement also shows a general chunking filter. She tends to see the long arc of a relationship or pattern, even when caught in day-to-day complexities. Her processing style here leans dissociative and kinesthetic. She feels the emotional undercurrent, often before she can name it, and may retreat inward to make sense of what she's absorbing. Altogether, the moon in Mula and Rahu in Uttarabhadrapada show that Brooke's emotional and relational life is not about the surface. It's about depth, transformation, and resonance. She is someone who feels things quietly but strongly, who values honesty over harmony, and who learns through solitude just as much as through intimacy. In both home and relationship, she seeks not comfort alone, but clarity, alignment, and emotional truth. In the eighth house, Brooke has Jupiter placed in Ashwini, which gives her a dynamic, intuitive, and pioneering approach to emotional transformation, healing, and deeper psychological insight. The eighth house governs hidden processes, everything from emotional depth, trust and intimacy, to trauma, regeneration, and the mysteries of life and death. With Jupiter here, Brooke carries an innate wisdom about these themes, often sensing what lies beneath the surface of people and situations, even if she doesn't always consciously try to. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by twin horse-headed healers, brings swiftness, freshness, and a natural impulse to initiate. Jupiter, in this nakshatra, gives Brooke an instinctive ability to sense what needs to begin again, emotionally, spiritually, or psychologically. She may have a gift for guiding others through difficult transitions, or she herself may experience cycles of deep transformation that lead to renewal. This is someone who doesn't shy away from shadow work or uncomfortable truths. She may even find freedom through them. NLP-wise, this Jupiter supports a general chunking style. Brooke tends to grasp the broader meaning behind emotional events or life changes. She likely has a philosophical approach to suffering or challenge, framing them as necessary steps in growth or purification. Her processing style here is a blend of auditory, digital, and kinesthetic. She uses both logic and bodily emotional sensing to understand what's going on beneath the surface. Her motivation direction in this house is towards, she's drawn toward emotional depth, truth, and transformation. Even if painful, she prefers the path that leads somewhere meaningful over surface level peace. This Jupiter also enhances her healing capacity. She may feel called to teach or share insights that help others through crisis, trauma, or emotional growth. Altogether, Jupiter in Ashwini in the 8th house gives Brooke a strong inner compass for navigating transformation. She's emotionally brave, psychologically insightful, and often several steps ahead in sensing the hidden story behind people's behavior or her own inner shifts. With this placement, emotional clarity is freedom. And Brooke is likely on a lifelong journey of uncovering deeper layers of herself and guiding others to do the same. In the 12th house, Brooke has a powerful trio, Sun and Venus in Purva Falguni and Mercury in Uttara Falguni, all adding richness, refinement, and creative depth to her inner life, subconscious processing, spiritual orientation, and relationship with solitude, retreat, and transcendence. The 12th house governs what is hidden, not just from others, but sometimes from ourselves. Dreams, intuition, loss, spiritual insight, and the quiet spaces where the conscious mind cannot reach. The Sun in Purva Falguni suggests Brooke's core identity is deeply tied to privacy, creative introspection, and soulful retreat. She likely recharges in solitude and may feel most alive when creating or imagining behind the scenes. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, brings beauty, sensuality, and charm. But in the 12th house, this isn't expressed loudly. Brooke may come across as understated in public, but carries a quiet radiance in private. Her sense of self may be deeply tied to artistic or emotional expression that is for her own understanding, not necessarily for performance. NLP-wise, this Sun suggests a self-referencing auditory digital processing style. She evaluates herself based on internal resonance and likely needs time to integrate her identity in silence before expressing it externally. Venus in Purva Falguni, closely accompanying the Sun, adds emotional richness, creativity, and aesthetic sensitivity to her private world. Brooke likely has a strong sensual and relational instinct, but may express love and beauty in quiet, sacred, or emotionally layered ways. This placement often brings a need for solitude in relationships, not to escape, but to preserve emotional integrity. Her processing filter here is kinesthetic, especially in the realm of emotion, intimacy, and imagination. She probably forms strong emotional bonds, but expresses them subtly through feeling, atmosphere, and shared presence rather than constant verbal affirmation. Her motivation direction in love and beauty is towards, but she seeks depth and resonance over stimulation or surface-level charm. Mercury in Uttara Falguni adds clarity, precision, and inner dialogue to this contemplative zone. Mercury here gives Brooke a reflective, structured mind that operates best when it has time to sift and shape ideas in peace. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, brings a commitment to right action and relational harmony. Brooke may be deeply devoted to personal integrity in how she thinks and communicates, even if she keeps much of her inner dialogue private. NLP-wise, this Mercury supports auditory, digital, and specific chunking. She likely notices details in emotional communication, prefers structured reflection, and may journal or internally dialogue as a way to regulate thought and emotion. Altogether, this 12th house configuration gives Brooke a rich inner world, full of imagination, subtle emotional depth, and artistic or spiritual insight. She likely needs regular solitude to recharge and make sense of herself. Her creativity is deeply private, her love quietly intense, and her thought process more refined than she outwardly reveals. This house forms a kind of sacred space within her, one where she builds emotional clarity, spiritual connection, and a deeply personal relationship with beauty, silence, and selfhood. Overall, NLP drives for Brooke. Brooke's NLP profile reveals a personality that is deeply reflective, emotionally intelligent, and internally structured. She processes the world through a blend of subtle sensory awareness, ethical discernment, and private emotional navigation. Her chart shows that she doesn't just act or speak. She filters, feels, and refines before moving forward. She is someone who thrives in spaces where internal resonance, quiet clarity, and personal integrity are honored. Her primary processing styles are kinesthetic and auditory digital. Much of Brooke's decision-making is guided by how something feels, not only emotionally, but energetically and physically. This is especially strong with the Moon in Mula, 4th house, Venus in Purva Falguni, 12th, and Rahu in Uttarabhapada, 7th, all of which heighten her emotional sensitivity and need for depth. Simultaneously, she uses auditory digital sequencing to understand and organize what she senses. Mercury in Uttara Falguni, 12th, and Saturn in Jeshta, 3rd, give her an inner voice of logic and ethical framing that helps her navigate life with structure. Her chunk size depends on context. In emotional, spiritual, and philosophical domains, Moon in Mula, Jupiter in Ashwini, Sun in 12th, she leans toward general chunking. She senses overarching patterns, life phases, and karmic meaning. But when it comes to communication, learning, or subtle relationship dynamics, Saturn in 3rd, Mercury in 12th, she shifts to specific chunking, picking up minute cues, analyzing tone, and crafting her expression with care. This flexibility allows her to grasp both nuance and meaning simultaneously, a rare strength. Brooke's motivation direction is a blend of towards and away from, with spiritual maturity. She moves towards emotional clarity, authentic connection, solitude, and personal growth, shown through Rahu in the 7th, Jupiter in the 8th, and Venus Sun in the 12th. But she also moves away from emotional chaos, falseness, and anything that feels energetically dissonant, seen in her Moon in Mula and Ketu in the 1st. This creates a deep radar for resonance. She's not afraid to walk away if something doesn't sit right, even if it's subtle. Her frame of reference is strongly internal. Whether in relationships, self-expression, or career, she measures outcomes by how they feel to her and whether they align with her internal standards. Even in close relationships, she maintains a quiet boundary of personal sovereignty. Ketu in the 1st and Mercury in the 12th show that she does her deepest processing alone and trusts her inner dialogue over external noise. Her action style is balanced, proactive when purpose is clear, and reactive when the emotional stakes are high. Mars in Maga in the 11th gives her the courage to act with leadership and initiative, especially when it comes to vision, community, or long-term goals. But in emotional and spiritual realms, she prefers to move with timing and reflection, reacting only once she has processed internally. Her preferred learning and working environments are likely quiet, private, and internally spacious. Brooke doesn't thrive in noisy, high-stimulation spaces. She does her best thinking and feeling when she has time and room to reflect, create, or observe. She likely prefers one-on-one dynamics, artistic or healing settings, or spaces where depth and emotional truth are welcome. Overall, Brooke is someone who leads from within, emotionally rich, intuitively tuned, and ethically grounded. She blends structure with softness, clarity with compassion, and solitude with soulful purpose. Her NLP drives point to a life built not for performance, but for integrity, intimacy, and quiet mastery.